We have a guest in here.
We do?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Good morning, sir.
Is that you?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that you, Jim Elliot?
Yes, that's us. Who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard?
Richard.
You came all the way from San Clemente.
Yes, I came in this morning.
You did?
I'd just like to say that this is one of the finest parades I have ever seen.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Certainly is a pleasure to be here.
Well, what do you think about the WPGC float and Dave Fox being arrested? Can you take care of that? Can you get him out of jail?
I know all about that. I have seen Dave Fox, and I have seen the float. And if I were a police officer, I'd have arrested him too.
Why?
Because I've never seen such a ridiculous mess in my life.
Well, we saw one about 4 years ago here in our town.
I don't want to hear about that. I'd just like to point out that in the presidency, there are some things. There are some advantages of being the president. We are not guided by the same rules as an average citizen. I would like to point out that I am not a crook.
You're not?
Absolutely not. I may have done a few things wrong in my life. We all do a few things wrong. But I am not a crook.
We'll take your word for it.
Yes, I hope. Have you seen Elizabeth Ray?
Have we seen her? Yes, she was on one of the floats here.
Where did she go?
I don't know. Where did she go? Scott, do you know where she went to?
No, I sure don't. I think she's probably over there at one of those Indian restaurants.
Let me simply say that when I was in Washington, I dashed to fool around with Elizabeth. But now that I'm living in San Clemente, I thought I might drop in and say hello.
Well, we could always, I don't know if Elizabeth is available. Scott Carpenter's down at the YMCA. We could have you do an interview with him over there.
I would rather avoid the YMCA. I saw the village people float. I couldn't tell if it was on the right side of the street or the left side of the street. The only float in the parade that was going both ways at once.
Well, you never know what kind of people we have coming through here. Village people. Any other kind of people? Now, sir, before you leave us, I'm just curious. You were a big George Allen fan and a big Redskin rooter when you were in town. Now both you and George are in California, but how do you feel about the Redskins-Dallas game this afternoon?
I think the Redskins are going to stomp their blasted heads flat on the ground.
Well, would you have any inspirational message to give to the team?
I had my last inspirational message 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And since then, you've kept to yourself.
I found it much better not to give any inspirational messages.
Are you going to be eating Thanksgiving dinner today with the first family at Camp David?
Yes, I thought I would drop in on Jimmy.
Surprise!
I just thought I'd walk up, knock on the door, and see if the welcome mat were out.
I don't know. Well, we'll check in with you later. Sir, we appreciate you coming by. Richard, we appreciate you visiting us here.
It's been a pleasure.
And we have to get back to the parade. Thank you, sir, and good luck in your future endeavors.
I thought you might like to buy a copy of my book.
Oh, really? No, that's okay. I appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Have a good day, sir. Thank you for coming by.